Alrighty, Shabbat Shalom. And Shabbat Shalom to all those who are with us today. The name of the message today is called Barabbas or Bar Abba. Barabbas or Bar Abba. I want to start in Matthew 24, in verse 14 through 22. And this is the Olivet prophecy of the end time, right? It's the Matthew 24, Luke 21. And Mark 13, and it says, "And this good news of the kingdom shall be published in all the earth for a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. And when you see the sign of uncleanness and desolation that was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, which will stand in the holy place, him that reads, let him understand. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains. The one on the roof, let him not go down to take anything out of his house. And the one in the field, let him not turn back to take his garment. But woe to the ones having a child in a womb, and to those nursing in those days. And pray that your flight will not occur in winter, nor on the Sabbath. For there will be great suffering such as has not happened from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever will be. And except those days were shortened, not any flesh would live, but on account of the chosen, those days will be shortened." So we are living in the most tumultuous times the world has ever seen, and things will get even worse than they ever been in the history of mankind. And it's human nature for people to follow evil leaders rather than good leaders. So when we're looking at how evil the world is, you know, it's extremely evil now, and like I said, will get worse. But yet people seem to want that. They seem to want to follow that system. They seem to want to take back. You see this whole movement in the world today of, you know, wanting to fight to take back the system. We saw it during COVID. We saw mass protests of millions of people all over the world. And yet, when we look at Matthew 4, 8, and 9, Matthew 4, in verse 8 and 9, who is the God of this world? Matthew 4, in verse 8. And this is, again, when Yeshua is when Satan is tempting Yeshua. And said, "The devil takes him, Yeshua, to a very high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he says to him, I will give all these things to you. If falling down, you will worship me." So again, Yeshua never tells him, hey, you don't have authority over this earth to do that. Because we know that Yahweh created the world. He created mankind, and he took Adam out of mankind. He brought him into the garden. He was training him to be the priest and to bring people into Eden. And we know what happened, that Adam and Eve abdicated their position, especially Adam as the leader, and gave it over to Satan. And since that time, Satan has been the God of this world. And he will be, you know, Satan, Yeshua has already won the battle to overcome him. You know, it's like when there's an election, where you may have an election, but then after the election's over, even though you have a new president or prime minister, you have whatever, weeks or months until the new government takes over. So Yeshua has defeated Satan, but yet he hasn't taken over yet on this earth. So that's where we're at now. This is the current system, the world system, where Satan is the God, the God of it. If we go to Revelation 13, because what we see is in the days we're living in now, and we're actually in that time period, Satan will actually manifest himself in a human body. You know, it could be half human. It might be half AI and half human. And Satan will literally then physically, people can see him now. He's the spiritual god of this world. It's his system that he set up. He's motivating through his demons, you know, all the leaders of this system, to bring about what they call a new world order, you know, the fourth industrial revolution. But at that time, he will literally be possessing either a half human and half AI or whatever it's going to be, but he will literally, people will be able to see him. And we see it here right in Revelation 13. "And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And on his horns, 10 crowns, and on its heads, names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and its feet were like the feet of a bear, and its mouth was like the mouth of a lion. And it's interesting, I went over this many times about how the United Nations and the symbols of United Nations, and I still believe that overall, whether it's called United Nations or if something comes out of United Nations, but it will be a global government that's coming from here. But I do find it kind of interesting that recently now, as we see World War III getting set up, and who are the prime players in World War III? It's America on one side, and who's on the other side? China, Russia, and Iran. You know, the new, what they're calling the new axis of evil. And if you look at the symbols, you know, for Iran, who was ancient Persia, it's always been the leopard, Russia has been the bear, and China is the dragon. So I find that pretty interesting in that sense, when you look at that being set up also against the U.S. at this time. And the dragon gave its power to it and its throne and its great authority. I think that's on Adul, the dragon meaning China, one who will be one of the leaders of this, but also Satan. Satan is the ultimate dragon. He is the one giving the power to these nations. And I saw one of its heads as having been slain to death, and the deadly wound was healed. And all the earth wondered after the beast. And it's interesting, deadly wound literally could also be deadly plague, as we saw with COVID. And they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with it, right? So they're not against this beast power, this global government. They're actually for it. And a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies was given to it, and authority to act for 42 months. And it opened its mouth in blasphemy toward Yahweh, right? What are they saying now? They're saying not only is the Bible hate speech, they're saying it's pornography. So here it is, they're opening their mouth, blaspheming toward Yahweh to blaspheme his name, which they do. The Catholic Church has actually said it is forbidden to use the name Yahweh anymore. So they're blaspheming toward Yahweh, blaspheming his name and his dwelling place and those dwelling in heaven. And it was given to it to make war with the saints. Who are they coming after? The true believers. That's who Satan wants. And to overcome them, you know, the great martyrism that we're starting to see. And authority was given to it over every tribe and kindred and tongue and nation. Where did it ever say there's a world government? Right here. Its authority was given over every tribe, kindred, tongue, and nation. It's a world government. And those dwelling in the earth will worship him, right? This beast power, who is Satan. Those of whom the names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, having been slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. So clearly we see this, right? That there is an end time satanic world government where Satan will literally be manifest as the king of this system. And people will love it as they're loving the way the world is today. This world is Satan's world. It's not Yahweh's world. And yet people want to be part of it. And like I said, even people maybe with good intentions, if you look in the United States, you know, people like Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck that have big, big audiences. And their whole thing is, you know, to take back the system, to take it back. And there's many people, and Christian people, you know, Christian ministers, and this whole, you know, Christian minister movement, and thinking that Donald Trump is their savior, you know, that he's the one that's going to fight the swamp, and he's the one that's going to take back the world, you know, for the people. And there's nothing to take back. Yahweh's kingdom has always been there. And it's been in heaven, and it's coming to the earth, but we are ambassadors, as we're going to see, for that kingdom, not for this world, not for Satan's system. And as we'll see as the message goes along here, it's a choice that we have to make. Are you making a choice as an ambassador of Yahweh, or are you making a choice to fight with the, you know, these people, these nationalists that want to take back Satan's system? John 18 in verse 35. John 18 and verse 35. Pilate answered, he's talking to Yeshua now, am I a Jew? Your nation, even the chief priests, deliver you up to me. What did you do? Yeshua answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have fought that I might not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Then Pilate said to him, are you really a king? Yeshua answered, "You said that I am a king. For this purpose I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, that I might witness to the truth. Everyone being of the truth hears my voice." So you're not going to find any truth in this world system. People will say, well, if there's an Elohim, how does he allow, you know, children to die in war, like the terrible war that's going on now with Russia and Ukraine? Because it's not Yahweh's system. It's Satan's system. So what do you expect in Satan's system? Are you expecting justice in Satan's system? Are you expecting honesty and integrity and truth? No. You have to leave that system and you have to be part of the kingdom of Yahweh. Because in the kingdom of Yahweh, yes, you will have truth. You will have justice. But you're not going to get it in Satan's system. You're simply just not going to get it. And Yeshua clearly said that this world system today, it's not his kingdom. Because if it was, he wouldn't have been crucified. He would never allowed it. In the kingdom of Yahweh, Yeshua would never be crucified. But in Satan's kingdom, he allowed it. And again, for the betterment of the world, so that their sins could be paid. 2 Corinthians 5:18-20. 2 Corinthians 5:18-20. And all things are from Yahweh, the one having reconciled us to himself through Yeshua Messiah, and having given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what our ministry is. Not trying to save Satan's system, but trying to call people out of that system to the kingdom of Yahweh. For Yahweh was a Messiah who has reconciled the world with his majesty, not charging their sins against them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Then on behalf of Messiah, we are ambassadors. As Yahweh is exhorting through us, we beseech on behalf of Messiah, be reconciled to Yahweh. So we have to choose where your alliance is. Is your alliance in this world? In Satan's world? You know, in his governments, in his educational systems, in his social media, in his religions, in all the things of Satan's world? Or is your alliance in the kingdom of Yahweh? It can't be both, as we're going to see here. It certainly can't be both, but it's a choice that does have to be made. Matthew 17 and verse 11 through 17. I'm sorry, Matthew 27, verse 11 through 17. Matthew 27, verse 11 through 17. And this is when Yeshua was before Pilate now, and the decision has to be made. Do they want Barabbas or do they want Bar-Abba, right? Barabbas was a robber. He was an insurrectionist. Bar-Abba, the son of the father, the real son of the father, was Yeshua. So we're going to see here. So Matthew 27, verse 11. And Yeshua stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Yeshua said to him, "You have said it." And when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" And he did not answer him, not even to one word, so that the governor greatly marveled. And at a feast, the governor customarily released one prisoner to the crowd whom they wished. And they had then a notable prisoner, Bar-Abba, right? Bar-Abba, Barabbas. Then they, having been assembled, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you wish I may release to you, Barabbas or Yeshua, being called Messiah?" For they knew they delivered him out of envy. And if you look at our study note there, it says, Bar-Abbas means son of the father. Bar, son, Abba, father, son of the father. And he was an earthly insurrectionist. Barabbas was an earthly insurrectionist who wanted to take the kingdom by force. Interesting enough, his first name was also Yeshua. Not Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation, but Yeshua, the normal name that was used at that time. And the crowd chose him, Barabbas, over Yeshua, Bar-Abba, the real son of the father, the true son of the father, Yahweh. So, boy, this is a really interesting, and I think particularly when people don't use the proper name, when they're using the name, the false Greek name Jesus, you totally miss what Yahweh is showing here. And this is really profound, because you want to know something, we're in the same situation today. It's the exact same situation as it was in the first century. You had here Barabbas, you know, Yeshua Barabbas, son of the father, who was an earthly insurrectionist, who hated Rome, was trying to fight them by force, trying to take back the kingdom, you know, in an earthly way, right? And the people followed him, as we're going to see here, you know, because the people had to make a choice. Then on the other side, you had Yeshua, the real son of the father, Bar-Abba, the son of the father, who wasn't trying to take the kingdom by force, right? He was trying to bring it in because he was bringing in the kingdom of Yahweh. He was trying to bring the people out of Satan's kingdom to the kingdom of Yahweh. Luke 23 in verse 18 and 19 tells us a little bit more about Barabbas. Luke 23, 18, 19 says, "And they all together shouted, saying, 'Take this one and release Barabbas to us.' And he who was thrown into prison due to revolt and murder occurring in the city." And there's other historical records about him. And that's what he was. He was like Simon Bar Kokhba, you know, in the Maccabees time. You know, not the Maccabees time, Simon Bar Kokhba, the Bar Kokhba revolt. You know, when they were revolting against Rome at that time, you know, and fighting. And they called him Messiah, Simon Bar Kokhba, false Messiah. But it's the same thing here. Barabbas was an earthly insurrectionist who wanted to fight, you know, with swords and take back the kingdom, you know, where Bar Abba Yeshua, the true son of the Father, was bringing back the kingdom by a change of heart and a change of mind. Totally different. The resurrection and eternal life are only in the kingdom of Yeshua, not in the insurrection. So it's pretty interesting. You have to make a choice. Do you want the resurrection or the insurrection, right? What is it? The resurrection or the insurrection? And that's a choice everybody has to make today. And it's the same exact thing happening today, the same exact situation. You have two things going on. You have the New World Order, as we're going to see, and Satan setting up his kingdom. And then you have people that want to fight to try to bring it back. You know, they want to say, you know, fight to save Babylon, fight to save America. And America or Babylon, whatever it is, it's not the kingdom of Yahweh. That is not. You know, Yahweh may have allowed the freedoms there to allow his good news message in the end time to go by. But wow, that's not a righteous kingdom. And there is not, you're not going to find justice there. And you're seeing it today. You're seeing where criminals and murderers will be let loose simply because they're on the side of Barabbas. They're on the side of the Democrats. They're on the side of the woke nation. But people that are on the other side, people that are on the side of the Bible, or people that are on the side of religion, you know, then forget about it. You know, you're going to go to prison. So you're not going to find justice in that system. So you have to choose. Do you want the resurrection that's only in the kingdom of Yeshua, or do you want the insurrection that's in Satan's kingdom? We see the same pattern today. Like I said, people around the world protest against government. They fight for a system that is not of Yahweh, but where Satan is the God of, you know? So this is where, and some of these people, I think like Tucker Carlson, these other people, I think their intentions are good. I just think they don't understand, you know, that, and particularly when it comes to religion, you see these pastors and these Christian pastors, you know, all standing up and saying the same thing when they should be abstaining from it. You know, we should be going to the kingdom of Yahweh, not trying to overtake the kingdom of Satan. Matthew 5 in verse 38. And like I said, the kingdom of Yeshua, it's a total change of heart and of mind. So there's no one you have to fight. Because in the kingdom of Yeshua, everybody has the same mind in the heart because they all have it from the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh, from his spirit. So Matthew 5 in verse 38. This is the kingdom we are ambassadors for. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not stand against the evil. But whoever strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other, right? Don't protest, don't fight, don't riot. Also to him desiring to sue you and to take your coat, allow him to also have the cloak. And whoever shall compel you to go 1 mile, go with him too. He asking you to give and he wishing to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy, bless those cursing you, do well to those hating you, and pray for those who take you by force and persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Because he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love only those loving you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you only greet your brothers, what exceptional thing do you do? Do not the tax collectors, you know, the sinners do the same? Therefore, you become perfect or complete, even as your Father in heaven is complete. And I said this before, that there's historical record that shows that Yeshua actually said that when they asked him why he said what he did above there in Matthew 5, he said that if you show kindness and love to your enemy, then they'll no longer be your enemy. And if you do this in the world one by one, then eventually there'll be no enemies left. You know, so Yeshua was in a worse situation than we have today. He was in a total, the nation of Israel was totally controlled by Rome. At one point, 500 Jews were being crucified on trees every day. So it was a horrible situation. They were being persecuted. They were being mocked. And Yeshua never said, he wasn't like Barabbas. He didn't say, yeah, take up a sword and fight these people. No. What he said was, win them over by love. That if you love your neighbor and you show kindness to your enemy, then one by one, you'll have one less enemy, until the point where there'll be no enemies left. And in the kingdom of Yahweh, there will be no enemies left. Sometimes people ask why in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they left, why did he say, before I said, don't take wallet or whatever, or a sword. Now I say, take a sword. And they said, we have two masters. And he said, it's enough. He wasn't telling them to take the sword to fight. That actually he knew the law, the Roman law, that if you were arrested for insurrectionists, what they were arresting him for, but you didn't have weapons, it was a minor charge. It's almost like robbing a quickie mart, you know, but you're not armed. It's very minor. But if you were an insurrectionist with a weapon, with a sword, then it could be the death penalty. And he knew he had to get the death penalty. So that's the reason he told them to take two swords. It wasn't that he wanted them to fight. As we saw, when Peter used the sword, what did he say? Put it away. So there's a reason for everything that happens. And Yeshua's reason was never to take up violence. You never ever see that he's saying that. So we are ambassadors for the kingdom of Yahweh. Our main job as an ambassador is to bring peace, not war. When war starts, what happens in the world? Ambassadors are called out. The ambassadors are called out of that place. They don't stay there. Once a war begins, the ambassador leaves because his job is over. His job is to bring peace, not war. People around the world today, they're protesting and they're fighting because they're part of Satan's systems, not Yahweh's. And like I said, you know, the ancient records show that Yeshua told people love their enemies, and we see it in Scripture. The worldly way, though, is the opposite. The worldly way, in Satan's the world, the society that he's the God of, the worldly way is to protest, to fight back, like Barabbas, right? Cause social disobedience, rally, march, picket, and fight, riot for change. And that's part of the system. People say that's democracy, that's a good thing. In their system, that's okay. If that's the way their system is, so be it. But we're not part of that system. That's not the way it is in the kingdom of Yahweh. Yahweh's laws, Yahweh's Torah is forever. It never changes. And in the kingdom, there will be no picketing and rioting and fighting and pushing to change laws. And that's why if you have a kingdom mindset, there's not even an inkling of the Torah being done away with. It would never be, because Yahweh's way is constant. It's eternal. And people that say that think the Torah is done away with, they just simply don't understand the kingdom mindset. They have no idea. And our job as believers is to what? To protect, to guard the Torah, not to say it's done away with. So the worldly way is, like I said, fighting, social disobedience, rioting. But the kingdom of Yahweh is the only real true change, as it's not just the change of a law or policy, but it's the actual change of somebody's spirit, their heart and their mind and their soul. This is the only true lasting change. But did the people listen to Yeshua's message on how to have this change? I mean, he was there. He was Elohim in the flesh. And he was saying these things. And then when it came down, what did they choose? Did they choose Barabbas? Or did they choose Yeshua, Bar Abba? Did they choose the worldly insurrectionist son of the Father? Or did they choose the true, real son of the Father, Yeshua? Well, let's see here. Let's go back to Matthew 27. Go back to Matthew 27 and verse 20 through 26. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds, and they should ask for Barabbas and to destroy Yeshua, the true son of the Father. And answering, the governor said to them, from the Jew, which do you wish I release to you? And they said, Barabbas. And Pilate said to them, what then should I do to Yeshua, being called Messiah? They all say to him, crucify him. But the governor said, for what badness did he do? But they the more cried out, crucify. Can you imagine? here it is, the Roman governor, you know, and the Roman people, like I said, they weren't righteous people. And it's the Roman governor who's trying to give righteousness to Yeshua, and it's the Jewish nation that's calling for an innocent man to die. It's the same thing you're seeing today. Like I said, people that are righteous, people that want the right things, they want you murdered, they want you put in prison, they want you. But if you're a murderer and you're an insurrectionist and a liar, look at Black Lives Matters and all these things, then you won't even get arrested. You'll actually get promoted. You'll get rewarded for doing these things. And that's the evil world we live in today, a world where someone like George Soros, you know, who's an evil atheist, but he has billions of dollars and he'll put it out to bring lawyers and prosecutors that are actually persecutors, you know, to work against Yahweh and his people and the average person out there in society and for Satan and his society of injustice. So it's the same thing that we see here. But it's kind of ironic that it's actually Pilate, the governor. And then verse 24. And seeing that nothing is gained, but rather an uproar occurs, taking water, Pilate washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this righteous one. You do as you please. And answering all the people said, let his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them. But having scourged Yeshua with whips, he delivered him up that he might be crucified. So here we are now, right? 2,000 years later. And Israel's a nation again, right? After 2,520 years. And it is the hand of Yahweh, right? Yahweh has done it. We know all the miracles. I've talked about this 100 times. But even though Yahweh is the one who allowed the nation of Israel to be a nation again to fulfill his prophecy, the nation is doing the same thing they did 2,000 years ago, right? And that's what they said. Let his blood be on us and on our children. And 2,000 years later, there's still terrorism. There's still war. There's still fighting. There's still innocent people being killed. It's still the same thing. Why? Because they're still fighting to be part of Satan's kingdom instead of the kingdom of Yahweh. Can you imagine after all these years that Israel is a nation again back in 1948 and they take the road of democracy instead of the road of theocracy? They didn't take the Torah as their guide after they were in captivity all those years. They looked at Babylon and they looked at the nations and they wanted demonocracy. And now it is, like I said, more than 70 years later and they're still suffering the same thing that they've been. And it will be. If Yahweh allowed it to go on for another 1,000 years, it would be the same, but it won't. It's not going to be because it's coming to the climax now. But it's really sad that the nation is making the same mistakes it did before. But in the end, we know that the kingdom of Yahweh will come, and we know that Israel will be saved. And, you know, even from the New Testament, from Romans 11. But it's just sad to live through this, and to live there for 20 years and see it, and have to see the suffering going on there, to see the terror attacks, to see the blood in the streets right after an attack, and to know it didn't have to be that way. The same thing here. You had the creator of everything in the world. Yeshua was the Word, and he was with Elohim and was Elohim, and there he is before them. And they have a choice. Do we take the earthly insurrectionist or do we take the heavenly king? And they chose the earthly insurrectionist and wanted Yahweh the Son, to die, to be murdered, to get out. They didn't want anything to do with him. They didn't want him changing their system, the satanic system. That's there. And it's the same today. People are choosing the satanic system of Satan over the kingdom of Yahweh. But as the people of Yahweh, like I said, if we are ambassadors for the kingdom of Yahweh, then you can't have anything to do with Satan's system. That's treason. That's absolutely treason. Numbers 15 and 15 and 16. Numbers 15 and 15 and 16. Because there has to be one law. There can't be one law for the Democrat and one law for the Republican, or one law for the insurrectionist and one law for the righteous believer. There can't be this way. There has to be one law for everybody. And that's the way Yahweh's kingdom is. Numbers 15, 15. As for the congregation, there shall be one statute both for you and for the alien that lives with you, a never-ending statute throughout your generations. As you are, so shall the alien be before Yahweh. There shall be one law and one ordinance both to you and for the alien that lives with you, right? So it doesn't matter whether someone is a natural-born Israeli or Israelite, or they're grafted in to the tree of Israel. There's one law. There's equal justice for everybody, but you're not going to get that in Satan's system. You're not going to get that. So when people say, you know, it's a great lead-in to teach about the kingdom. When they say, well, if there's really an Elohim, how could he allow children to die in war and these things? Because you got to let them know that's not Yahweh's kingdom. That's Satan's kingdom that happens in. But they can leave that kingdom and be part of the kingdom of Yahweh. They can be an ambassador for him and have eternal life in that kingdom. They can be part of the resurrection, not the insurrection, right? They can be part of that. But it's a choice that each of us has to make. It's a choice that everybody has to make, right? And there is equal justice in Yahweh's kingdom. But in Satan's kingdom, murderers, rapists are released, and innocent people go to prison. There is no justice in Satan's world, Satan's society. 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18. And that's why, what does Yahweh do? Does he say to fight that society? Does he say to protest with sticks and signs? No. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17. Because of this, because of everything I'm saying, come out from among them and be separated, says Yahweh. And do not touch the unclean thing and I will receive you. Don't mingle with them. Don't mix with them. Don't try to change that system. Simply refrain from it. Abstain from that system. Come out from among them and be separate and don't touch the unclean thing and then he will receive you. And I will be a father to you, right? Bar Abba, son of the father. And you will be sons and daughters to me, says Yahweh Almighty. So we don't want to be part of Barabbas. We want to be part of Bar Abba, the true son of the father, Yeshua. So if you leave that system, then you can also be part of Bar Abba, the son of the father. We are to leave the kingdom of the world, the kingdom of Satan, not fight and protest to save it. John 3, 19 through 21. John 3, 19 through 21, and this is why. And this is the judgment, because are most people leaving that? How many true believers in the world? In the world today, you have over 8 billion people. Over 8 billion people, a number that we can't even fathom. Between 1 million and a billion, how different that is, right? It's amazing. Like if you put $1 million bills on top of each other, you would get to the top of the Empire State Building. If you put $1 billion bills on top of each other, you'd go around the earth. You would go around the earth. So it's a big difference between 1 million and 1 billion, and you have 8 billion people in the world. And how many have joined the kingdom of Yahweh? Virtually none. You know, maybe a few hundred thousand. That's it. 500,000 maybe. I don't know. I don't know the number, but I know it ain't a lot. Out of 8 billion people, it's not even 0.01%. And why? Because of John 3 in verse 19 through 21. This is the judgment, that light has come into the world and men love the darkness more than the light, for their works were evil. That's why they were calling for Barabbas and not Yeshua. For everyone practicing wickedness hates the light and does not come to the light, that his works may not be exposed. But the one doing the truth comes to the light, that his works may be revealed, that they exist having been worked in Elohim, right? So our works should be in the open. We should be exposed to the good work of the kingdom of Yahweh, not hiding it. But to the people in the world, their works are evil, and that's why they're trying to hide it. People love Satan's kingdom. They love darkness, Hollywood, internet, TV, social media, iPhones, all the things of the flesh. And people love that more than the kingdom of Yahweh, because none of those things will be in the kingdom of Yahweh. These are all things that Satan has created, including artificial intelligence, to bring about his one world government and his kingdom in the end times. And now with vaccine and all these other things that are coming, the QR codes, it's all part of the mark of the beast. It's all part of giving your allegiance to his system. And there's a choice you have to make. Are you calling for Barabbas or are you calling for Yeshua? Which one are you calling for? Because you can't do both, as we're going to see here. So people love the kingdom of darkness, Hollywood, internet, TV, social media, all these things, right? Matthew 6, 22 and 23. The lamp of the body is the eye, right? The lamp of the body is the eye. Then if the eye is pure, all your body is light. But if your eye is evil, if everything you see is evil and distorted and perverted, but if your eye is evil, all your body is dark. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So my question is, if the eye is evil, Your whole body is dark. If the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So what are you watching? And what are your eyes seeing? What are you reading? What are you watching? Is it your Bible? Is it things that are uplifting, that are edifying, that bring good messages? Or is it evil stuff, like I said? Hollywood, Merlin the Magician's wand was made of Hollywood because it's all perverted, it's all evil. You know, many things on the internet, these things. So what is it? What is it? 1 John 2:15-17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, right? So this is the key. The ones calling for Barabbas were lovers of the world. And they wanted to fight with everything they had. And why did they want Yeshua not just chosen to be released? Because they wanted him dead? Because they didn't want him to change that system. He came to change, right? To bring, not change Satan's system, but to bring a new system. He came to bring the kingdom of Yahweh in each person, in their heart, in their mind, and to change the person, not the system. And yet they wanted him dead because they wanted Barabbas. They wanted someone to fight to save the system that Satan had. And it says, if you love the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Because all that is in the world, everything we're talking about here, right? All the things of social media and internet and Hollywood and movies and all of this stuff of reality TV and all of this evil stuff. You know, video games. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but is of the world, where Satan is the god of. And the world is passing, right? The world is passing. We can see it. We're finally at a point where at the top of the mountain where we can see the end of this. And it's not going to be lasting too much longer, and it's lust. But the one doing the will of Yahweh abides forever. We are ambassadors for that kingdom. That kingdom has to be our vocation. It's got to be our life. It's got to be everything about us. It's got to be about the kingdom of Yahweh. Because that's our life. You're an ambassador. And one thing, a rule of ambassador, you never join where you're sent to. So if you're a United States citizen and you're the ambassador for Russia, you don't go to Russia and join and become a Russian citizen. Right? No. You're there as a U.S. citizen to watch for the interests of your country. So the same way as a ambassador for the kingdom of Yahweh, wherever Yahweh sends us, whether it's to United States or to Europe, you know, or to Africa, you know, or to Israel, wherever Yahweh is sending us, you don't join that country that you're being sent as an ambassador. You're there to protect your country's interests, the kingdom of Yahweh. That's where we're there to represent, right? This is Satan's world, his kingdom, and he's at war with Yahweh. The war has started. It's a war, and he's there. So let's look at this war, Revelation 12, because it's not just hyperbole. It's a real war that happens here in the end time. Revelation 12 and verse 7. And we already saw the great sign of Revelation 12. 2017, right? We already saw some of these things, so we know the time we're living in. It's not way off in the future, but it's here. And then verse 7, and war occurred in heaven. Michael and his cherubs making war against the dragon, and the dragon and his cherubs made war. And they did not have strength, nor yet was place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent being called the devil and Satan. He, deceiving the whole inhabitable world, was cast out onto the earth, and his messengers were cast out with him, right? Him and his demons were cast out. And I heard a great voice in heaven which said, now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our Elohim and the dominion of his Messiah, because the accuser of our brethren is cast out, right? Satan is the accuser. By our words we're justified, our words were condemned. And like I said before, words give life and words take life. Because the accuser of our brethren is cast out, the one who accuses them day and night before our Elohim. And they overcame him how? By fighting? By taking up swords? No. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. Our sword, right? When you're looking at the armor of Yahweh, our sword is the word of Yahweh. That's what we fight Satan and his demons with. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their soul even unto death. You know why? Because death in this, in Satan's kingdom, is life eternal. Because there is no death once Yeshua is living in you. And once you physically die in this Satan's kingdom, the next waking moment, there's no time when you're in the grave. It's like sleep, you know? The next waking moment, you're in the kingdom of Yahweh. So they did not love their soul even unto death. Because of this, be glad, the heavens, and those dwelling on the earth and in the sea. Because the devil came down to... Because of this, be glad, the heavens and those dwelling in them. Woe to the ones dwelling on the earth and in the sea. Because the devil came down to you having great anger, knowing that his time is short. And here we are. Here we are. His time is short, and that's why. That's why we're seeing things we've never seen before. And it's going to get worse. Because when he manifests himself, and like I said, anybody that's of honesty or truth or justice will be thrown into prison or martyred or killed. And anybody that's evil, murderer, wicked, as long as he's part of Satan's system, will get away with it. But that kingdom is ending, right? His time is short. That kingdom is coming to an end, like we said. This world's ways are passing, like it said in 1 John 2. So we have nothing to worry about. The kingdom of Yahweh is here. And like I said, when there's war, what happens? When there's war, the first thing they do is recall their ambassadors. You know, in the middle of a war, you don't leave your ambassadors there to be killed. There's not an ambassador to the U.S., you know, in Ukraine right now, right? If we go to war with China, there's not going to be an ambassador to China, you know, from the U.S. in China. If U.S. goes to war with China, you call your ambassadors. So here it is. Yahweh has had us as ambassadors in Satan's society, right? To look out for Yahweh's interest in the kingdom of Yahweh and to bring the message of changing people one by one, changing their hearts and their minds and their souls. But now that war is broken out, he recalls his ambassadors. We had to get out of that world. We're to get out of that system. We're not to stay in that system. Because now it's so dangerous. If you do, look out. So Yahweh is recalling his ambassadors to get out of Satan's system. And just as people had to choose 2,000 years ago between Barabbas and Yeshua, you have to choose which kingdom you'll serve. Right? You have to choose it. If you're sending your kids to the education in Satan's society, you're part of his kingdom. If you're working in Satan's society, you're part of his kingdom. If you're doing all the social things and then social media and all these other things and part of his society, you're part of his kingdom. So the same way, are you calling for Barabbas or are you calling for Yeshua? Which kingdom do you want to belong to? Matthew 6 and verse 24. No one is able to serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will cleave to the one and he will despise the other. You're not able to serve Yahweh in wealth. And that's why a lot of people fall away. You know, before, I remember almost 40 years ago when I was first called, we had over 1,000 people in our local area. And I remember when Passover would come, you know, if one person wasn't there at Passover, it'd be like, oh, wow, brother so-and-so, he didn't make it, you know, and he left the congregation. It would be torture to you. Today, out of people that are being baptized, more than 50% wind up leaving the faith in less than a year. In less than a year, more than 50%. And why is it the main reason for what I read here? Because they're trying to serve two masters and they see they can't. And yet instead of leaving Satan's society and cleaving to Yahweh, it's the other way around. They wind up leaving because they don't want to obey the kingdom of Yahweh and Yahweh's Torah and come out of that system. You're too enthralled in it. I can't tell you how many people through the years I've counseled on, they didn't want to quit their job for Sabbath. You know, they had a good job. They might have been making $100,000 a year. And it doesn't make a difference. Because everyone I know throughout the years that did quit a job for the Sabbath always wound up better. Their life, their families, their financial situation, everything in the long run wound up better when they followed Yahweh. But there's people that just don't have the faith and they won't do it. And they wind up turning back, you know, the same way many turned back from Yeshua. So just as people had to choose between Barabbas and Yeshua, you have to choose. And you can't serve two masters. A lot of you have been trying, or some of you have been. You've been trying to keep one foot in and one foot out, but we're at a point now where you can't do it anymore, right? Like with the vaccine. You either have to take it or you can't work. You have to take it or you can't get food. You have to take it or you can't leave your house. And that was only a sign from Yahweh to show us what days we're in now. Because when the next one comes, it won't just be a vaccine. You know, it'll be the mark of the beast. It'll literally be through there. And a lot of people that took the vaccine, they already have that operating system now inside of them through what was injected in them. But face it, people are compromising. One foot in, one foot out, trying to serve both kingdoms, and it doesn't work. So this is a choice now. Is it Barabbas or is it Barabba? You know, is it the insurrection or the resurrection? It's a choice you have to make. Revelation 3 and verse 7. Revelation 3 and verse 7. Because here's where we're at. Revelation 3 and verse 7. And the messenger of the congregation of Philadelphia, in Philadelphia, write, these things says the Holy One, the true One, the one having the key of David, and the one opening and no one shuts, and he shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have given a door being opened before you, and no one is able to shut it. For you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I give out of the synagogue of Satan those saying themselves to be Jews and are not, but they lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will know that I loved you, because you kept the word of my patience. And I also will keep you out of the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world in order to try those dwelling on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold that what you have, that no one take your crown. The one overcoming, I will make him a pillar in the sanctuary of my Elohim, and he shall not go out anymore. And I will write the name of my Elohim on him, and the name of the city of my Elohim, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim, and my new name. The one who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. Wow. So this is what it's about, right? That to the people who come out of that system, the people that are following the Lamb wherever he goes, the people that are the Philadelphian believers, Yahweh will protect. And like I said, we are the beginning of the kingdom of Yahweh, his representatives, his ambassadors on this earth. But look in verse 9, it's pretty interesting. Behold, I will give out of the synagogue of Satan those saying them to be Jews and are not, but they lie. You know, and he says it will have them bow down before your feet. Who is he talking about here? He's talking about these global elites. You know, many of these global elites are Jewish, but you know what? They hate Israel. They hate Israel. And people sometimes come against all Jews. That's crazy, because these global elites, it's a small percentage, a minor percentage of Jews that are part of this New World Order, Satan's global plan. And the very ones that are actually hate Israel. And they hate the Jewish nation and the people. But we are to abstain from their system. People like Henry Kissinger and Klaus Schwab and George Soros, like we said. People that are atheists. They're actually atheists. And some of them are the Rothschilds, you know. Some of them were not even really Jewish, you know. And they took a Jewish name, but they hate the Jewish people. The World Economic Forum, right? That they're the ones now running everything and working with commercial Babylon. And they're the architects of Satan's New World Order. You know, of the Great Reset, what they call it, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, whatever it is. But if you listen to what they say, they're pretty open about it now. You know, that they claim that they can become Elohim. That they can actually make life and give life. And they say the idea of Yuval Harari, the Israeli, that is an atheist and a homosexual. And he says that these people that believe in this false God in the heavens, it's fake news. People that believe in Yeshua as for the resurrection, that's fake news. He says it openly, absolutely openly. And they are the architects, you know, of this. And it will not work. Our job is to stay outside of that system. And their system is here. They already have the system. It's already working. We already saw what they did with COVID and what they're doing today with the global currency that's coming, how they're going to crash the world economy to bring in their new economy. We're not to fight to keep their system. All we need to do is abstain from it and be preparing and getting ready for the kingdom of Yahweh. And we see if we do that, Yahweh will protect his people and take care of them. So our job is to stay outside of that system and to preach and bring the good news of restoring the kingdom of Yahweh to this earth. That is our job. Let's go to the last scripture I have here. It's in Colossians 1. Colossians chapter 1. And I will read verse 10 through verse 13. Colossians 1, 10 through 13. It says, You know what? I'll start in verse 9. For this cause also, from the day in which we heard, we do not cease praying on your behalf and asking that you may be filled with the full knowledge of the will of Elohim in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So the Apostle Paul is here praying for the congregation because of the times they're living in, just like today, asking that they would be filled with the full knowledge of the will of Elohim in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I'll tell you something. You know, Satan has deceived the whole world. And almost since I've been born, I've seen how people can be so deceived in so many different things. You know, from the littlest thing of the food that they have out there with all the preservatives and sugar that kill people and give cancer, to so many different things. False religion. 99% of Christians keeping Sunday as the Sabbath instead of Saturday with absolutely zero biblical references to do that. But now, it's in a whole different way. Now, and I thank Yahweh every day that I have eyes to see, because now it is so, even when something is open, like the COVID death shot, even when they admit it now, all the things are coming out in the regular news and admitting what it did, what happens? Even though it's being admitted, people will still deny it. And people are so deceived that scripture, Satan has deceived the world, takes on a whole different meaning. And every day we should be thanking Yahweh because it's asking that you may be filled with the full knowledge of the will of Elohim in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Right? So thank Yahweh. Thank Yahweh for keeping your mind open. Thank Yahweh because we're not smarter than anybody else. We could have easily fallen for these things as the rest of the world is. But then in verse 10, that you may live a righteous life, pleasing to Elohim and bearing fruit in every good work and growing into the full knowledge of Elohim, being empowered with all power according to the might of his glory, to all patience and long-suffering with joy, so that you may fully give thanks to Elohim the Father, who has enlightened and made us a worthy inheritance of his saints, right? We're ambassadors for that kingdom. And has delivered us out of the authority of darkness. He's delivered us out of Satan's kingdom. Not to sit there and fight to take it back, but he's delivered us out of the authority of darkness, and he has brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Wow. I don't think any scripture could say it any better than that. So what is it going to be? Is it going to be Barabbas, or is it going to be Bar-Abba? Is it going to be the insurrectionist or the resurrection? Which one are you going to choose? Because there needs to be a clear choice that we are not part of the crowd who chose Barabbas, but that we were firm believers in Yeshua and his kingdom, the only true Son of the Father. We are Yahweh's ambassadors for his kingdom, not the world of Satan. War has been declared, right? We read it in Revelation 12. War has been declared. It's time to show what side that you were fully on. It's not our job to fight to try to win over the kingdom of Satan. But as Revelation 18:4 says, it states we are to come out of that evil system of Babylon that Satan created, and we are to abstain. Always remember whose ambassador you are. Don't make the same mistake that people made 2,000 years ago in choosing Barabbas. We must simply stay in the kingdom of Yahweh. So I pray that you take this to heart. It's serious because now it's not just scriptures that are prophesying about the future, but the future is here. This is scriptures to help us to get through the present and over this hump into the kingdom of Yahweh. Yahweh bless. Shabbat shalom.